Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sugito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. Welcome back, Sugito-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you. Let's start off by the podcast by talking about BOJ JGB purchases. So the Bank of Japan has clearly scaled back JGB purchases in the wake of the March assessment of monetary easing policy. I'm curious how this change manifested itself in the April money supply data.
Japan's monetary base expanded to 655 trillion yen, up 11 trillion yen monthly over monthly. In April, according to the BOJ's data released on May 12th. BOJ's JGB purchases, 4.9 trillion yen. MOF, government deposits, 4 trillion yen. BOJ's COVID-related operations, 1.9 trillion yen. All contributed to the increase in monetary base. In April, the monetary base increased as the government continued to spend fiscal year 20 budget during the fiscal year adjustment period, and the BOJ's COVID-related operations were implemented.
Okay, so clearly still plenty of buying going on to buoy the monetary base. How exactly did the BOJ's asset buying change in April?
The BOJ's monetary operations have clearly been more restrictive so far in fiscal year 21. The BOJ is starting to move towards normalizing monetary policy out of the post-COVID phase. In April, BOJ held one index ETF buying operations of 70.1 billion yen. Also, the BOJ bought CPs twice, 400 billion yen each time. 1 to 3 years corporate bonds, 125 billion yen. And 3 to 5 years corporate bonds, 75 billion yen. The BOJ has been scaling back on EDF, CP, and corporate bond purchases following its assessment of monetary easing. The BOJ conducted a COVID countermeasure operation on April 22nd and offering a gross 4.7 trillion yen, decrease from 18 trillion yen in March. The BOJ also supplied 100 billion yen in a one-week U.S. dollar fund supplying operation on April 15th, in what appears to have been a test of ensuring foreign currency liquidity.
That's interesting that they're still testing that facility. Looking at fiscal and monetary policy together, what should our listeners be focusing on for the month of May? You've talked about, I believe you call it cross-border monetary policy many times, both in your research as well as on this podcast. In the U.S., short rates have declined recently. The New York Fed has responded to this by tweaking the reverse repo facility in a pretty minor way, I would argue. But I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that in the context of the Japanese markets.
Spending from the fiscal year 20 budget during the fiscal adjustment period proved to be a tailwind. The BOJ has started to strategically limit asset purchases in light of the pace of the fiscal outlays. Moreover, the JPY arbitrage trading among the foreign investors picked up through the end of the month as the U.S. short-term rates turned negative. It was because of the foreign investors that the BOJ reduced its buying of TDBs from mid-April onward. Since then, dollar forward has tightened, and overseas central banks and international SSA agencies have been fairly quickly reducing their yen deposit at the BOJ, contributing to the expansion of monetary base. So far in May, the 3-month U.S. Treasury yield has been around zero, sometimes dipped into negative territory. On May 7th, the Japanese MOF announced it will reduce the issuances of 3-month TDBs in May and June. We think that the front end of the JGB yield curve could come under downward pressure over the near term because of the demand for JGBs among foreign investors. The 3-month TDB yield stood at minus 0.1% this morning. 12-month TDB asset swap could be attractive on the dollar forward premium at the end of the first half and year's end. Dollar forward and term premium has tightened recently, but overseas investors' demand are expected for the one-year TDB auction on May 19th. And they are also likely to show demand in a five-year JGB auction at the same day. On May 10th, the BOJ lowered the standard rate for the macro add-on bonds with 0% interest during the May reserve requirement period from 20.5% to 70.5%. The BOJ has encouraged the use of its deposit rate incentive for the COVID operations among Japanese banks. Demand for TDB and JGB quadra could pick up if there is a strong demand for COVID operations. Moreover, there could be a growing sense of the JPY fund abundance in the Tokyo market as the fiscal year 20 budget continue to be spent. Short-term JPY rates may decline further, then the BOJ should respond by scaling back on TDB buy. The BOJ will likely try to keep the front-end curve of JGBs from declining, as well as the New York Fed eased reverse repo conditions on April 30th.
So this sort of glut of funds chasing a finite amount of assets doesn't sound like it's going to change anytime soon. As we typically do, let's wrap things up with your outlook specifically for yen rate, yen basis, and spot dollar yen.
Dollar yen has been a slight downtrend since the end of Golden Week. U.S. jobs data were well off market forecast. Dollar yen turned volatile and fell. U.S. high-tech stocks have also plunged, but dollar yen downside has been only the lower 108 bubble. During this time, yen nominal effective exchange rate dipped slightly. Dollar yen declined as both U.S. dollar and yen remained weak, and the JPY selling falls were shown to be deep-rooted. U.S. PPI and retail sales data will be out soon, but they are unlikely to have the same impact as the jobs and CPI data. In Japan, even though the state of the emergency have been extended, dollar yen has not reacted, and indicators in Japan are also unlikely to impact dollar yen. We think dollar yen will likely stay within a 2.5 yen range between 108 to 110.50 and maintain on euro wise. JPY swap rates have been flat, and the JPY basis has tightened slightly over the past few days. Yen selling flows appear to be showing that both Japanese companies and investors are taking more risks. Even as overseas investors' cross-currency arbitrage has picked up, yen swap rates and yen basis have moved only mildly. This is because of the Japanese investors' yen selling calls. Japanese banks will be releasing their fiscal year 20 earnings through mid-May. Earnings for Japanese banks, as well as lifers, will be very important to watch, especially for their positions with dollar yen and the JGB risk hedging. Large-scale investments are not likely to be made during the fiscal year 20 earnings releases. Then overseas investors to dominate yen market over the near term, with the front end of the JPY yield curve in particular to have a downward bias. We expect a tightening bias for JPY basis.
Okay, so looks like we expect the front end of the curve to the JGB curve to be continue to be well bid and that basis to continue to be tight, which, you know, just for all of you, you know, following along at home. I mean, I think these levels are the tightest they've been since, you know, since probably for five plus years. So pretty amazing there. Also interesting that you point out to watch for both bank and insurance company earnings. We obviously got the Japanese life insurance company investment plans for fiscal year 2021 a few weeks ago, and those were particularly insightful. So Sekito-san, we very much appreciate you to let our listeners know the takeaways from both bank and insurance company earnings when they come out over the next couple weeks.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.